I can feel it in the air. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in, get this, just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients you can trust. Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. So head over to factormeals.com/swanson50 and use code swanson50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code Swanson50 over at factormeals.com/Swanson50.
Hey friends, and welcome to the Aloha Friday edition of the Boy Mom Podcast. I'm Monica Swanson, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. So my Fridays have been short and sweet. They are all about encouraging and inspiring families to connect over the weekend or in the days to come. This is just my chance to hop on either solo or with one of my boys. Since most of my Tuesdays are interviews, I wanted to do a few Fridays where I just kind of shared from my own heart or from my family. And the truth is, I'm going to do this today, and I'm going to do one next week, and then I'm going to take a little break from Fridays. I will very likely come back and do Fridays again, maybe in the new year, but this fall has suddenly begun to look really, really busy. There's some exciting things happening with Luke's surfing, which you might check my Instagram or Facebook to catch up, but it looks like Luke and I are going to be doing some big traveling this fall, and of course, I'll do my best to get some episodes already recorded for Tuesdays and have those ready to go. And hopefully I won't have any interruptions in sharing them. But I thought these Fridays might be a little bit much for me as a new podcaster to have my act together when I'm in foreign countries and traveling, which is super exciting, but also adds a little bit of stress to just, you know, the daily grind of the family life and also to my work life. So hopefully I'll get a chance to do extra writing during that time. So if you're a follower of monicaswanson.com, be sure to subscribe over there because hopefully I'll get to stay in touch via the blog. And I'll be doing some other projects as we go. But just wanted to let you know this week and next week I'm here, and then it'll be a little bit of a break before I come back, and we'll see what the Fridays look like in the new year. I'm super open to suggestions if you like what I've been doing. Maybe I'll just add some different series, some unique approaches. I really enjoy coming on twice a week though, so I hope to be back doing more of these. But today, I am really excited. I invited my son Jonah to come back on. Now, Jonah's been on with me before. He was on actually a couple times. He was on for one of my main episodes way back in the beginning where I was talking about raising a son of faith. And then he was also on another one of these Aloha Friday episodes. So I'll be sure to link to both of those in show notes. And for those of you that didn't catch it though, Jonah is 18 years old. He graduated back in May. So he is taking a gap year this year while he works and saves and explores all of his college options. But that is a little bit more about Jonah because I didn't have him introduce himself in this interview very much. And I really thought this was going to be a quick one where we were going to just list some books and podcasts, but I kind of forgot Jonah loves to talk about this stuff. So it went a little bit longer. Also keep in mind on this topic that at the end of one of my chapters in the book, I do have a list of books for all ages. So that is a resource you can find. You can download it and print it out even and use it with your own kids, but that has all different books for all different ages. So hopefully that will be helpful because we mostly focus on books for teenagers and especially older teenagers when you're talking to Jonah. So now, because Jonah and I go a little bit long, I'm going to leave off the Q&A at the end of this one. I really want to respect your Fridays and make this really all about launching into your weekend with something you can focus on as a family, a way to connect, and also you can look forward to next week, where I'm going to have a full episode of Q&As, parenting Q&As with Wendy Speak. So many of you have asked me to bring Wendy Speak back on. So Wendy and I have recorded two different episodes where we're just answering questions on practical parenting. Such an important topic, and we have some really good questions. So I think you're going to enjoy that next week. So for today, I'm not going to do a Q&A. What I want you to do is listen to this. Maybe have your teenagers listen, even tweens, and then hopefully you can talk about books this weekend. Maybe get a new book, order a new book. Definitely encourage your son to be reading his Bible, which Jonah talks about. And so I just hope this inspires a conversation. Obviously, kids are back in school, and so they're probably doing a lot of reading, but you can just talk about this as a topic, as a habit, as something that they can grow to love if they don't already. And also maybe they'll pick up a few new podcasts that they might try listening to and might find some things that they really like. And again, there'll be links to what Jonah mentions as well as others in the show notes. So without further ado, I will let you listen in as Jonah and I chat about reading and podcasts for teenagers. Hope you enjoy. Okay, Jonah Swanson, thank you for joining us on the Boy Mom Podcast.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
It's good to have you back.
Right.
So, Jonah, we are talking today about one of your favorite topics, which is?
My favorite books and podcasts, That's pretty much, yeah.
That's right. I get a lot of questions from folks asking what kind of books my teenagers read, what kind of podcasts they listen to. And so, first of all, we need to acknowledge something, Jonah. Jonah's still a teenager, I guess. He's 18. But he's not necessarily a typical teenager, and he probably doesn't listen to typical teenage podcasts.
Sure I am. I don't know. I'd say I am, but
maybe.
I don't know.
And he has, in the past, I would say, year to 2 years, really become a voracious reader. So some of the books you're reading now, when you were 16, you probably wouldn't have guessed that you'd be reading them now.
Yeah, more or less. I think that some of them have stayed the same, but there's definitely been some change for sure.
Okay. Do you want to say anything about reading, about books?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think reading is one of the greatest habits that anyone can have, any boy or any kid. It's been awesome for me. I think that a lot of the books that I've happened upon have come through my school, too, just like, you know, through my curriculum. They'll have me read a book to do a book report or, you know, that kind of thing. And through that, I usually come across really cool books for sure. So that's happened a few times.
Yeah. But can I ask you, I haven't ever actually asked you, where do you think your real love of reading came from? Do you think it was from like being assigned books that you had to read and then over time you just loved it? Or where do you think it came from?
I would say it's partly that for sure, because there's something about, you know, being just handed a book and like being told to read it, that kind of gets you into that habit, I guess. You're just kind of throws you in. You're like, whoa, I don't even know what this is, but I guess I have to read it. And then suddenly you kind of realize like, oh, I actually like this. I like reading. Yeah. So it's partly that, but part of it is, you know, on your own initiative and choosing a book you like and reading it. But it definitely was partly that too.
And do you have memories? I guess we've kind of talked about this over time, but from when you were little, reading out loud with me?
Oh yeah, for sure. I remember all the way back in Mililani in our first homes. I remember that. And I remember even just here over the last few years, I remember you'd read us.
That's right. Do you remember classic much stories when I would fall asleep reading to you?
I don't remember any of that, fortunately. So
I tried to hide it, I feel like.
I think I fell asleep before you, probably.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I think that happens more the older I get. When I read to Levi, I struggle. But
yeah, happens to the best of us, yeah.
It does. Okay, so we are going to share some of Jonah's favorite books, and then I'm also going to share, Luke wrote down a few of his. Luke is 15. So I think this episode is really focused on the teenage years and reading, and then we're going to name a few podcasts as well. I'm also going to link in show notes to where you might find more books, and also a couple of places I found that gave recommendations for podcasts for teenagers, because we haven't necessarily used, you know, gone by a list of podcasts. Jonah has really found podcasts more on his own. So these, again, aren't probably typical. But Jonah, why don't you start with books?
Yeah, for sure.
How are you doing this? Are you breaking it down by age?
Yeah. You know, I kind of just broke it down by the kind of book.
Okay, go ahead.
And then, yeah, and then the podcast later. Okay. So one of the examples of a book that I was assigned for school was this book called The Scarlet Letter.
That's right.
And this was a great book. I think I read it during my junior year of high school.
You had to do a lot of writing about that one.
Yeah, a lot of writing. And one thing I really loved about that was just the way that the story uses different characters to portray different kind of moral decisions, I guess you could say. Like, there's one enemy that represents kind of this deceiver, so to speak. And then the main character is really just has an interesting story. But The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne, that was a really cool one.
That's right. And I think that's pretty common when a lot of schools do assign. So maybe if you have teenagers, they might be assigned that at school.
For sure. And then I would say, as I began to, you know, move on in my own interest of reading outside of like school, I came across some very awesome authors, such as C.S. Lewis, who many Christians are pretty familiar with, who is that great English writer from the 20th century.
Yeah, I was just going to say, on the topic of C.S. Lewis, most of us are familiar with C.S. Lewis because of some of his more popular writings.
Right.
But do you have on your list, and again, anything Jonah names and more will be on in the show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. But Jonah, name a couple of the books people maybe haven't heard of. I didn't even know C.S. Lewis wrote these.
Yeah. You know, I would say that he has a bunch of different categories of books, but they always have a theological theme to them, which is really cool. I think my favorite fictional writing from C.S. Lewis is probably the Space Trilogy. I've spoken about this on other podcasts before, but it's just such a all-encompassing story. It's about this guy who goes on this journey through space and these different planets, but the whole time he's experiencing this kind of relationship with God, which is really cool. So the Space Trilogy is great. That's by C.S. Lewis, and there's three books in that. It's a great story. However, C.S. Lewis also wrote a lot of just really practical, relevant books, such as Mere Christianity, one of his more famous
I think everyone should books. Read Mere Christianity.
Yes. It's just a great meditation on how good God is and how we should act in light of that. And he has a lot of great lessons and stories and analogies and all that. And he really breaks it down super well. So I would encourage to anyone, really.
Yeah, new Christians.
New Christians, people Christians. Who have been in the faith for a while. Yeah, it's a great, refreshing book. I love Mere Christianity. And there are many others, too. The Great Divorce. And,
that's right.
You know, the what's that? I'm blanking out on the name of it.
Got it.
Screwtape Letters.
That's Screwtape Letters.
That's another great one. And just there's so many. The Abolition of Man and all these great, just heavily just researched books. Just crazy. He's a great writer, though. I would recommend him.
That's right.
To anyone.
Okay. C.S. Lewis. Solid.
Yeah.
Okay. What else, Jonah?
And then the other one that I read in my senior year, this is getting more into the, I guess, mature side of reading. The Brothers Karamazov, which is a Russian book by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Long, hard Jonah to pronounce name.
I can't even say the author's name, and Jonah just rolls these off.
Yeah, but this is a particularly amazing book because it addresses three brothers, right? A family of three brothers with a dad who kind of has abandoned them. And they're trying to kind of get along with each other and understand their differences and the way that they view the world. And they have these crazy, you know, money problems and, you know, family feuds and all these crazy things that happen in the story. But it's it's a very long story, but it is
so. How many pages is that one?
Well, in the version I read, it was about 1,000 pages. So it's
I've
definitely.
I've never read a book that long. And yeah. That special thing about that book is about your grandfather.
Right. Yes. So the funny thing is I was in my living room one time last year and I was walking by and I just saw this little red book on our shelf and it was kind of collecting dust and no one had really touched it. I think my dad read it once in high school or something, but
college,
it was sitting there at college. Yeah. it was sitting there, and I pulled it out, and I recognized the name. I recognized the author, and I was like, oh my goodness. So I opened it up, and I saw there was like a Bible verse that introduced the book, and I was like, oh, I have to read this. So I dove right into it after I saw it on the bookshelf. But the cool thing is the story of how it got into the living room was it originally started with our grandfather.
That's Dave's dad, yeah. So his dad's dad.
Yeah, Mr. Lin. So he had the book originally, and he loves the book, but somehow it came down into our possession to dad's, and it came into the living room. But the cool thing is it started with him, and he's such a wise and intelligent man. So he gave me some insight.
Yeah, they taught recently. You emailed back and forth.
Yeah, right? We emailed a bit, and he was just talking about the crazy connections between, you know, the biblical story and the Brothers Karamazov, and how relevant it is philosophically and historically. And how he really, he has some great messages to us now and to the people back then. So it's just a great book, The Brothers Karamazov. I'd recommend it to anyone who's willing to tackle some thousand pages. Yeah, it's tougher, but you can still read.
And then
it
was that your first Russian novel? Did that lead you to the next one?
Let me see. Yeah, and that was my first.
And then the next one is called.
Well, the next one is, this is an information book. This isn't much of a fiction at all. It's a account from a guy who lived through the Soviet Union in the 60s. He was imprisoned in those labor camps during that reign under Stalin. And he basically just talks about in that book all of the crazy experiences of like what they would do to people in those camps, and the suppression of truth and free speech and all that, and how grateful we should be in the West for the freedoms that we have. Amen. And
what is that called though?
That book is called The Gulag Archipelago, and that's the geographical location where the labor camps were in Russia.
And the author of that?
The author is Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So he won the Nobel Prize, I believe, for some book he wrote, but or from what he did, he exposed all the, you know, actions of the leaders in the Soviet Union, and it was very hidden, all the things that were going on, and he exposed it, and he really brought down the Soviet Union. So that's an exciting book as well. Recommend it.
Awesome. I'll add that to my list when the day comes. That's another long one, right?
Yeah, that's another long one.
Okay,
for sure.
So those are the Russian novels. Any other categories you want to add before we?
I would say that another. Well, I honestly wanted to start this off. I wanted to start this whole thing off by saying the main book that I go to, before any of these other books, is the Bible. Right? I think we jumped right into kind of. Yes. Like the school books and all that. But before all of that, when I was a kid, I was taught the Bible. I was taught the gospel, and that kind of was my foundation. And I've always had that as the center of my reading. Awesome. And all my other reading has kind of pointed back to that from my perspective. But yeah. I would say that the foundational book before you read any of these books must be the Bible, because the Bible.
So let's talk to a teenage kid who hasn't spent much time reading the Bible. Where would you tell them to start?
Well, if you're really willing to go through like some more tough passages.
Let's start. Where would you have them start? Let's not go to the tough passages. Where do you begin? What I would say, but I'm curious.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jonah and I didn't prepare any of this in advance.
No. This is a good thing to talk about. I would say for sure a good place to start is, I think John is a great place to start, because in the book of John, you really have this kind of, it's a gospel, obviously, but it's also got some information about the context of how Jesus fits into the whole picture of history. And I think that it's a really good kind of prima facie for anyone who just like wants to see the whole picture of how the gospel fits into it.
So New Testament,
the book of John,
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospels, go to John.
Written letter, or nicely written gospel. And I would say anyone can really read it. It's really nice. Yeah,
that's right. And Jonah, what else do you read every day or close to every day?
Well, in the Bible the book of Proverbs.
Thank
is,
you.
Yeah, so the book of Proverbs is kind of a slap in the face, kind of just like, yeah, kick in the butt sort of thing, you know, like, here's what you should be doing, and, you know, get at it, and here's why, and here's, you know, the good and the bad, you know, they always have this kind of juxtapose, you know, here's the good person, here's the bad person, and it's a
the
pretty
wise
great,
yeah. person and the fool.
Yes.
And we do happen to bring that up a lot, maybe just a few minutes ago, we had conversations.
Yeah, that's always, yeah, that's super core and central.
It is.
Yeah.
Awesome. Start with the Bible, then go to...
Everything else. And then another good book that's just good for practical kind of living, I'd say, that's helped me for sure in relationships and just life has been How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of like a separate category, but it's really helped in, you know, my conduct and how I approach relationships and whatnot.
Job interviews.
So Dale Carnegie is a great writer, and he interviewed a whole bunch of very famous people and, you know, very influential figures, and he asked them kind of their habits and how they lived and what they did, and with all that research he was able to write this really nice, pretty brief, short book, but it's super good for anyone who wants to get better at.
I think the title can throw people off. They're oh, that sounds so like deceptive.
Right.
But I do think it's full of wisdom.
Yeah. He's not trying to like sneak the point across. Just like, this is how, like how to win friends
it's
and
wisdom.
Influence people.
There's a lot of biblical principles in
definitely.
There as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's the best part. For sure.
Okay. How about, do you have anything else like under Bible study category or any of that? Or are we just talking fiction and books?
Well, yeah, we mentioned Mere Christianity for
yeah, but
for
I'm
that.
Thinking things you've done maybe with your small group Bible study, any of those you want to mention?
Yeah, well, right now I'm reading a great little book. It's called The Pursuit of God, and that's by A.W. Tozer.
That's in your small group, right?
It's in my small group right now. He lived in wrote in the 20th century as a preacher from the United States, or
Tozer is.
I think he's from the United States, as far as I know, but he might not be. Anyways,
I feel like he has an accent.
Yeah. But he's just such a passionate theologian, and I think that book, it's so short. I think it's like less than 200 pages. It's really short, and you can read through it, and it's just this almost like a prayer in a sense. It's a great meditation on, you know, basically are chasing after God, but really God is chasing after us and drawing us to Him. So
I love that
little, it's a short book and it's great for any, you know, devotional meeting.
Right on. Super good.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to podcast, did you have anything else? Because I'm going to just name a couple of these from Luke's list.
Go ahead. I think a few of them might overlap. A little bit. Yeah.
I'm going to I'll leave a list in the show notes. Mm. So, but Luke really at 15, he loves biographies, just stories of people's life, people who've been through hard times or adventures. He mentions Gladys Allward, which is kind of funny because I just finished reading this to Levi, who's 9. Mm-hmm. So if you have younger kids, Gladys Allward, and it's one that I find not too many people have actually read, but it's just one of the biographies I read to all my boys, and it's just such an amazing story of a super strong woman, missionary. He also mentioned Jim Elliot, a little bit more famous, another missionary story that's super inspiring.
Yeah.
Luke liked Robert Fulton, another great story. And then, Luke also did name The Space Trilogy by C.S. Lewis and The Great Divorce by C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
And then Luke also, I think we've mentioned before, but he has read a lot of the Tim Tebow books, which have just been really encouraging and motivational for him, I think, in his surfing career, and a lot about identity, about knowing who you are in Christ. And so Luke has, you know, he likes to read things that kind of inspire him for his surfing.
Yeah.
Books, one called Finish First by Olympic metal skater Scott Hamilton, one of my personal favorites. It's just super good. So we read a lot of inspirational books as well with Luke, there's a chapter in my book where I believe it's a chapter on influence, where I have a list of books for kids of all ages. And so if you have the book, be sure to grab that resource. You can download it and print it out.
Yeah.
But we will leave anything we're mentioning today in the show notes for this podcast. Again, monicaswanson.com/podcast, or you can use /episode-23. So, Jonah, Let's mention some podcasts.
Yeah. So reading is awesome, but we find ourselves on the road a lot or doing dishes or maybe we're exercising. And in those cases, we can't really read. So I think podcasts are coming in very handy.
Or audiobooks.
Or audiobooks. That's true. What I like about podcasts is they're usually pretty brief. They're pretty short. Sometimes they involve a conversation between a few people, and they're really helpful. I've been on the road a lot recently just listening to podcasts. They're great. I think
Jonah will get home from work at like midnight. He buses at a restaurant, and he'll sit in the driveway, and I'll hear the car. And it's like, I'm waiting for him to turn off the car, but he's in there trying to finish a podcast.
Podcasts are great.
Okay, so this list, again, these are not necessarily podcasts made for teenagers.
Some of them are, for sure. Yeah.
Then let's hear it.
I would say a few of them that I've been listening to a bit are, number one, the Bible Project podcast, which is, you know, those two guys, Tim Mackey and that guy John. I don't know his last name, John. But those two guys have created this kind of platform where they discuss the Bible and the different meanings and translations, and
super interesting.
It's super fascinating. They're very informed, well informed about the Bible and the different themes and genres in the Bible. So that's been great for sure.
Just fun. They have a fun conversation.
Oh yeah, I like the way that they're a dynamic duo for sure. The Bible Project is great. They release their content like weekly, I think, or maybe even more than that. But anyways, the next one I would say is Ravi Zacharias is another great one. So obviously, this one, it's great. It is going to be a little bit more on the mature side because he uses some, you know, bigger words and whatnot. But I do think that he can communicate to anyone.
I do too.
Even the common person, because he uses these really kind of lofty language, but then he'll change it really like low to just simple, you know, I don't know.
Totally.
Just very simple, common language.
And he's funny.
Yeah.
And he has that awesome accent.
Yeah, and he tells great little anecdotes.
He tells the best anecdotes.
Yeah.
If I can find it, I'm going to link to my favorite Ravi Zacharias podcast episode.
That's hard.
We'll see. And he has a couple different stations. Name the main one you listen to.
Oh, yeah. Let My People Think. That it has a red... red title on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll link to that.
Definitely.
Because he has like a couple different ones. One is like super short.
Like 5 minutes. But yeah, man, that guy's great. I think because he's an apologist and he loves just sharing the gospel through, you know, through different ways. Because apologetics is interesting. You're using like science and different reasonings to communicate the gospel. But because we could just go ahead and use the Bible, and he does that a lot, but he also uses things that people are very familiar with, experiences and, you know, kind of existential things that people already understand. And then he communicates the gospel through that. So I love Ravi Zacharias.
And Ravi is from India, and he spent, I believe, like half of his life in India and then half in America. So he's just, brilliant, man. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, Jonah.
All right. Next. This is kind of on the money side, like money management. We listen to Dave Ramsey a bit. I haven't listened to him a ton lately, but I have been listening to him. He's funny. He's very charismatic and very lively when he speaks, and he knows what he's talking about. You know, he's been through all the lows and the highs of money management. So I think he's great when it comes to budgeting or, you know, all the different nuances of just managing money.
A lot of
money.
Common sense.
Yeah.
He has people call in and,
And these people who are in like just dismal scenarios where they're in debt, like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you're just like, look, like get a pizza delivery job and get your life in order and you can do it. Just get out there. And it's like, okay, I guess. So he's inspirational. I love Dave Ramsey. He's a great guy. And he's a Christian too, not to mention.
Yes,
so
he is.
It's all biblical. Framework for sure.
Right. And again, we'll link to some of the recommended teenager podcasts.
Yep.
Especially when I looked, I found more for girls. Mm-hmm. And I think there's some really inspiring, encouraging podcasts. So if you have daughters and you're listening, hopefully some of the things I'll link to will be good for daughters and maybe some for sons too. Mm. I love all of this. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely.
And we'll have you back on again another time.
I look forward to it.
Aloha. All right, guys, thank you again so much for being here. Hope that you enjoyed hearing from Jonah about books and podcasts. And again, be sure to tune in next week as we're going to have a practical parenting Q&A with Wendy Speak on Tuesday. So I'm really looking forward to sharing that episode. And I always appreciate your ratings, reviews, sharing this podcast with your friends. It means so much to me. So can't thank you enough for all of that. And I do want to mention here, as I'm just adding this closing at the end, that I have heard a bit of a kind of weird sound throughout this interview, and I've actually heard it a few other times. So just know I'm trying to work through our technical difficulties here. So if the sound isn't great, if it's bothering you, please forgive me, and I'm going to work on that. So hopefully in future episodes, we will not have that sound. All right. Thanks for your patience, and look forward to seeing you next week. Until next time, aloha.